The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, the 2nd of April 2022, is Saturday of the fourth week of Lent. We reflect together on the theme, In the Face of Evil and Threats of Evil, Trust in God. In the passage I will read today from Jeremiah chapter 11, we hear the prophet commending himself into the hands of God in the face of the evil that was being planned against him. His enemies were saying, Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name may be quickly forgotten. In the same manner, in the days leading up to the death of Jesus, we find so much evil schemes being orchestrated by the Jewish leaders of his time. What happened to the prophet Jeremiah was only a foreshadowing of what Jesus would suffer in the hands of his opponents. It is in the light of this that we reflect today on how evil is nothing by itself. It is the absence of good. It is a reality that evil is in constant opposition to the good. And so we must face it with confidence in God that evil cannot have the last word in the battle. So long as there are people who harbor and nurture malicious thoughts within their hearts, so long would there be people who will conspire against anyone or anything that is good. That is why, whenever there is anyone or anything that is planning to do the objectively good, there would always be opposition in order to suppress the good. In the face of the real threat of evil, we as human persons have a natural tendency to either shield ourselves or fight against it. Very often, even our prayers are directed towards protection from evil and Satan, the evil one. We live our religious and social lives conscious of an evil force seeking our ruin. Jeremiah and the Lord Jesus also had to confront evil in their ministries. We must learn how they stood up against evil in order to do it right. The prophet Jeremiah says he behaved like a trustful lamb. That's a mismatch, evil and lamb in a battle. What really can a lamb do to defend itself against enemies? Not much. But then we are talking of a trustful lamb. The lamb that gets saved from his enemies in battle is one that listens and completely trusts in the protection offered by the shepherd. The trustful lamb knows that there are hyenas and lions, etc. along the way, but it presses on without fear, following the shepherd because it trusts the shepherd and has the confidence that even though it has to pass through the valley of the shadow of death, he is safe. Trust in the Lord, the good shepherd, and he will protect you from all evil. Indeed, the scriptures tell us that Jesus stood before his accusers like a lamb, not opening its mouth to defend itself. Even Pilate was surprised that Jesus would not speak to him, even though he had the power to acquit or sentence him to death. In that way, Jesus was teaching us that the strength needed to fight and conquer evil can come only from God, our Father. The power of the lamb to fight comes from its ability to trust. Trust in God's power to save and protect. The psalmist says, Lord God, I take refuge in you. God is the shield that protects me, who saves the upright of heart. We all encourage dear friends to develop trust and confidence in God like the trustful lamb. In what appears as a warning as well as an encouragement, St. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, the devil is prowling round like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand up to him strong in faith. Confronted with the threats of evil by evil people, many people have abandoned the right path, taking sides with evil and becoming accomplices just to save their lives or their careers. Like Jeremiah and Jesus, we are encouraged to persevere to the very end, trusting in God that all things will work together unto good. So as you begin this day, I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos.